From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. European investment banks are falling even further behind their US rivals, as full-year data published in the last few days shows. Laura Noonan, our investment banking correspondent, has crunched the numbers, and I'm joined by Laura now. Laura, you've found out some startling comparisons in terms of both revenues and profits.
Yeah, I mean, what we did was we looked at the top five investment banks in Europe and also the top five investment banks in the US. And then we looked at their earnings over the full year 2015. And we found from that that the European banks have gotten much, much smaller. So if you take their investment banking and securities divisions combined, the total revenue of the five European banks is now less than half the total revenue of the five US banks. If you look at it on an earnings basis, the comparison is even worse. The top five US banks had earnings of $33.5 billion, and in dollar terms, the top five European banks had earnings of $4.2 billion. So you can really see the extent to which the European investment banks have become tiny in comparison to the US competitors. And I guess when this is an industry where economies of scale are very important, it does raise some issues in terms of how much can the European investment banks really do going forward, given that they are so much smaller.
And what's at play here? Is it in large part the relative performance of the US economy versus the European economy? So that these banks' domestic markets kind of driving the relative performance? Or is it that the US are actually dominant in Europe now as well?
It's a combination of both those factors. So certainly the US on the investment banking side, so we're talking about advising clients, M&A, advising clients on going to raise debt and equity. Certainly that market was a lot more fertile in the US last year. And while the European banks, a number of them do have presences in the US, the US is certainly dominated by the US banks. So when there is a rising tide in the US, it will lift the American investment banks higher. But we are increasingly seeing even the European league tables have come to be really dominated by the US banks. There's a combination of things there. The US banks are putting a lot more capital resources behind their investment banks because they are able to do that. So if you look at the European banks, they've all pulled back the financial resources from their investment banks because they have had to. And that does have a knock-on impact, obviously, on your revenue. So if you're going to reduce the risk-weighted assets in your investment banks overall by 10, 20, 30, 40%, that's obviously going to have an impact.
It doesn't feel as if it's the end of this story. We'll keep, obviously, a close eye on that over the coming months and years. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy the FT's Banking Weekly. You can find this every Tuesday at ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.